Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert
Sight-News,
der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Die Interviews zur SightCity 2026.
Im folgenden Interview hatte ich die Ehre, mit James Borham und Quentin Christensen von NV Access zu sprechen. Das ist die Organisation, die hinter NVDA steckt. James ist Generalmanager, Quentin ist Training- und Supportmanager bei NV Access. Beide sind extra aus Australien zur SightCity nach Frankfurt angereist. Im Interview blicken wir zunächst zurück auf 2025. Die Fernsteuerungsfunktion NVDA Remote, mit der man einen anderen Computer aus der Ferne bedienen kann, ist seitdem direkt in NVDA eingebaut und kein separates Zusatzprogramm mehr. Add-ons, also Erweiterungen für NVDA, aktualisieren sich seitdem automatisch und die Add-on-Liste lässt sich sortieren. Auch mathematische Inhalte in PDF-Dateien werden seit 2025 unterstützt, ebenso die Sprachsteuerung von Voice Access von Windows. Mit der aktuellen Version 2026.1 kommen mehrere Neuerungen dazu. Mathematische Inhalte werden jetzt über Mathcart vorgelesen, ein Programm, das direkt in NVDA eingebaut ist. Bei der Texterkennung, etwa für Bilder mit eingebettetem Text, kann NVDA den Text jetzt automatisch vorlesen, ohne dass man das extra anstoßen muss. Im Bereich Braillezeilen gibt es ebenfalls Verbesserungen. Sie funktionieren jetzt auch auf gesperrten Bildschirmen, etwa beim Anmeldebildschirm, und zeigen bei einer Fernsteuerung auch Meldungen des fernbedienten Computers an. Im Add-on-Store lassen sich jetzt außerdem die Ergebnisse eines Virenscans für jedes einzelne Add-on einsehen. Und die Datenschutz- und Sicherheitseinstellungen wurden in einer neuen Kategorie zusammengefasst. Ein wiederkehrendes Ärgernis kommt auch zur Sprache. Mit jedem großen Update im Januar eines Jahres funktionieren manche, teils sehr wichtige Add-ons nicht mehr, weil sich die technische Grundlage ändert. NV Access ist sich dieser Frustration bewusst und arbeitet an einer langfristigen Lösung dafür, ohne diese jedoch im Interview näher zu nennen. Zum Schluss werfen wir einen Blick auf die kommende Version 2026.2, die als Beta-Version kurz nach dem Interview inzwischen Anfang Juni erschienen ist. Geplant sind unter anderem eine eingebaute Bildschirmlupe, ein Befehl zum Wiederholen der zuletzt gesprochenen Information, automatisches Scrollen der Braillezeile und Touchbedienung. Beim Thema künstliche Intelligenz ist NV Access zurückhaltend. Die bisherigen Ergebnisse lokal installierter KI überzeugen momentan noch nicht. Ein herzlicher Dank geht jetzt noch an meine Gesprächspartner. Die beiden hatten nämlich wirklich, soweit ich das mitbekommen habe, einen sehr vollen Terminkalender und haben die weite Reise aus Australien nach Frankfurt sehr genutzt. NV Access ist ja auch eine spendenbasierte Non-Profit-Organisation und die machen deshalb nicht einfach mal eben so schnell und unüberlegt eine Dienstreise. Außerdem ein Merci an Rainer Brell vom Projekt NVDA Nachhaltig beim BFW Würzburg. Der hat mich nämlich auf den SightCity-Besuch der beiden hochrangigen Vertreter hingewiesen. Und schließlich auch noch Danke an unseren Ben. Unser Benjamin Hofer hat mich nämlich beim Interview unterstützt. Als ITler und wesentlich besser englisch sprechender Mensch konnte er mir hier sehr gute Dienste leisten. Außerdem musste ich am Ende des Interviews auch schnell wieder weiter, da Helptech noch auf mich gewartet hatte. Die etwas schwankende Tonqualität im Lauf des Interviews bitte ich übrigens zu entschuldigen. Das Interview habe ich am zweiten Messetag um 16.30 Uhr aufgenommen. Das war also schon ungefähr das 35. Interview auf der SightCity und ich war an diesem Tag auch schon 6,5 Stunden unterwegs. Nach so langer Zeit ist dann nicht nur der Akku meines Aufnahmegeräts meistens leer, sondern auch mein mentaler Akku. Deshalb habe ich es leider nicht immer so ideal geschafft, alle drei bzw. teilweise sogar vier Gesprächspartner gut aufzunehmen. Da hat meine Konzentration anscheinend ein bisschen nachgelassen. Sorry dafür. Yeah, perhaps you can tell us your name and what you're doing at NVXS.
Yeah, hi, I'm James Borum, General Manager of NVXS. So I cover the operations, finance, partners, administration, HR aspects. I just wanted to say it's great that we're here at Site City. We have users from all around the world, and it's really pleasing that we've invested our time and effort to travel to Frankfurt, to Germany, to meet with users, partners, organisations, friends in Germany and from around Europe. It's important to us that we've done that. So it's really meaningful and helpful for us to meet with people in person, people that we've often, you know, communicated with online or by email only, and also meeting with some old friends again in person that we've met either here or overseas in other locations or even in Australia. So, thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Hi, I'm Quentin Christensen. I'm Training and Support Manager at NVXS. I write our training material that you can purchase from nvaccess.org, and I also am the one who will probably answer if you email us a question at info@nvaccess.org.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about new things at NVDA. What can you tell us? I think it's a new version at this time online.
Yes, we've just released a new version of NVDA 2026.1. I can tell you a couple of, perhaps recap just quickly, a couple of highlights from 2025 for people who might still be catching up. So in 2025, NVDA Remote is now built into NVDA. That was previously an add-on which lets you control another computer using NVDA. So very good for getting help. Mm-hmm. Automatic add-on updates, and you can now sort the add-on list. So we've put in a lot of improvements to the add-on store since we built that into NVDA a couple of years ago. Support for math in PDF files and Windows 11 voice access. So moving on to 2026.1, the current release that's out, I mentioned math before, and one of the big ones is we've now built in MathCat, which is one of the most popular and most encompassing ways of accessing math with a screen reader. So that's built into NVDA now. Many improvements across the board from speech, spelling and grammar errors. You can configure NVDA to automatically say all after recognizing content. So if you come across an image with text in it, you can press NVDA R, and it will recognize the text and then automatically read it if you choose, rather than needing to ask OCR NVDA.
Yes.
Optical character recognition. Uh-huh. We've done some improvements to Braille support, which continues to work when switching to a secure screen, like the sign-in screen, for instance. Messages from the local computer are now shown in Braille when controlling a computer via remote access. Spelling and grammar errors, improvements there in Braille, as well as you can have them reported via a sound now as well. Mm-hmm. Many other bug fixes, things in web browsers. NVDA works with more controls now where people had marked something as zero width or zero height. It will now be able to find that. In the add-on store, we have always done virus scanning of add-ons with VirusTotal, and we now present those results in the add-on store so you can see them yourself. And we've got a new, we've been working on privacy and security, and we've got a new category in the NVDA settings that we've moved a couple of the privacy and security related settings, like the login level and allowing NVAccess to gather usage statistics and so on, we've moved to there. A lot of new language support, both in NVDA, in eSpeak, in LibLui, and so on, and many other bug fixes and improvements, as everyone always says.
A few German users say they are a little bit afraid about new updates because some add-ons doesn't work after this. Tefnutiklia's voices are not working after this. Do we have any plans that add-ons work a little bit better after updates?
Yes, we do. So I can give you a couple of things there. Firstly, Tiflotechnia's add-on you mentioned, that has been updated. So it should be available to all of their customers. I also looked in the add-on store. I haven't this week. I've been very busy. But a week or so ago, it was already up to about two-thirds of the add-ons that had been updated. So they are rapidly coming out. There's over 300 add-ons in total, and yes, over 200 have been updated already. And yes, we are very conscious that we break add-ons, you know, with that 0.1 release each year, and that that causes a lot of angst and frustration. We're very conscious of that, and we are working on a resolution to that, which will take a little time, but it's coming.
Yeah, a few people say, oh, Jaws, and I have all in one, and it isn't so not so complicated to actually the software. But yeah, great to hear that there are plans to fix and make it a little bit user-friendly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Would you like a preview of what's coming up in the next version of NVDA?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. So NVDA 2026.2 is already coming out soon. We're about to put out a beta release of that for people who like trying pre-release versions. That will include a built-in magnifier.
Ah.
So that's a big one. A built-in magnifier, which is similar features to, say, Windows Magnifier.
Mm-hmm.
In full screen mode. We're working on other modes for it. We've also got another popular one, a new command, NVDA X,
mm-hmm.
which will repeat the last spoken information, which is one we've been asked about for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to automatically scroll the Braille display.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be handy.
Yeah.
Touch-based navigation of browse mode objects. So if you use a touchscreen, custom speech dictionaries, which will enable, for instance, add-ons to make their own. Fixes for input help, visual highlight, WhatsApp, Firefox, Word, and a bunch more things. And yes, that will be out in beta next week, hopefully.
And AI functionalities always on add-ons, or will you integrate in the next time it directly?
Good question. AI is always of interest, particularly at a conference like this. So NVDA has had, as you mentioned, add-ons which will give you AI functionality since at least 2019. And there are more than ever now, I believe. We have looked at an AI image description feature for NVDA. As and when we implement that, we would ensure that it would be a local model on device. Nothing gets sent away from your computer. And so in early trials of our initial implementation of that, what we found was that the results, it worked, but the results were less than ideal. So we don't want to push out something that's not going to work for people, so we are still working on that.
Ben, have you a question?
Yeah, of course, you have to pay for online AI and so on, right? That's not possible. But yeah, AI features would be great to have in NVDA directly, especially for non-tech users who don't want to use add-ons and have so many add-ons and so on.
Indeed. So yeah. Yes, there's licensing is obviously an issue to be resolved, and privacy as well.
Privacy.
We're very conscious of privacy and security for
that's
our
good.
Users. So.
I think for our listeners, maybe for more for the non-technical users, it's like really important to get this updates, and especially in terms of add-ons, a little bit less complicated, because I think that's why people are like careful using NVDA sometimes, because they think, if I install the update now, then things like voices break or something like this.
Sure, and yeah, I want to be clear that we do hear that loud and clear.
Yeah.
I'd also want to make sure that people are aware that only ever happens with the first release each year.
Okay.
So NVDA 2025.1, 2026.1, 2027.1. So NVDA 2026.2 when that comes out. Any add-ons which work with 2026.1 will work fine with 2026.2.3.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
Every other release this year.
Already good to know.
Yes.
For people that probably don't have to worry about like updating from 1 to 2, but then, yeah, 2027.1 comes and then, yeah, it is, and of course, clear that the, if you have add-ons, that, that this is not in your hands, right?
And we put, actually, there was an interesting article we put in our blog. Mm-hmm. You can find our blog on our website, nvaccess.org. There was an interesting article we put in our blog recently on how to check. So we have a web interface for the add-on store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that to check if add-ons are compatible with a particular version. So it can be tricky in the built-in add-on store. You can see all the add-ons that are compatible with your version and below, but not necessarily newer ones which aren't compatible with your version. So, there's an online interface for that, which and we put instructions for how to check that.
Okay. For me, interesting in terms of Braille, is there what is there on the roadmap? Especially, I've seen multi-line Braille displays today on the show here. So, is that on the roadmap to support multi-line Braille and things like the dot pad?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we do already support the dot pad. That was in about 2024. We added specific support for that. For multi-line Braille in general, NVDA will already work with multiple rows of cells.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, essentially, it will let you view one entire paragraph, as big as that paragraph is, that will fit on your Braille display. We are working on more advanced multi-line display, so you can fit, you know, multiple controls on your multi-line display. But yes, it will work.
Okay.
With
cool
displays now, including the dot pad, the Monarch. All of the
I think this
the is new cool ones.
Do you know how many users you have in Germany? I think the main is all here in JAWS at this time, but I think more and more go to NVDA at this time.
Indeed. So one of the drawbacks of not collecting a whole lot of statistics on our users is it's hard to give concrete information. We do have a little bit of information. I don't have the German statistics in front of me, but so we do conservatively say, you know, 250,000 users worldwide, and we know that we're used in at least 180 countries, I think it is. And the one relatively large survey that we're aware of, the WebAIM screen reader users survey, is in the last one of those, we were basically neck and neck with JAWS in terms of usage, and certainly in terms of a screen reader, we were definitely ahead there. It's good to have options as well.
Yeah, great project for
this great
for,
project. Yeah, yeah, great, one of the greatest projects.
Thank
out
you.
There because. For us, we have the choice, of course, but there are people in other countries who don't really.
Definitely, and that's fundamental to why we made NVDA free in the first place and why we ensure that it is around for the long term and will remain free. We firmly believe that you shouldn't have to pay any extra to use a computer just because you're blind.
Yeah.
And need a screen reader.
Thank you for the informations and impressions. Very interesting.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us.
Der Podcast rund Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Sideviews. Ein Angebot des BBSB.